Welcome to your five for today. For 28 years, Abraham Lincoln experienced one failure after another. In 1833, he had a nervous breakdown. When he ran for Speaker in 1838, he was defeated. In 1848, he lost renomination to Congress and was rejected for land officer in 1849. These failures didn't stop him from battling on. In 1854, he was defeated for the Senate. 2 years later, he lost the nomination for Vice President and was again defeated for the Senate in 1858. Yet despite it all, in 1860, he was elected President and went down in history as one of America's greatest presidents. Obviously, success isn't the absence of failure. It is having the determination to never quit. Lincoln experienced innumerable failures, but he was never a failure because he never gave up. Walt Disney was the same. He was bankrupt several times and had a nervous breakdown before he became successful. Albert Einstein failed courses in maths. Henry Ford was broke when he was 40. Thomas Edison's schoolteacher called him a dunce, and later he failed over 6,000 times before he perfected the first electric light bulb. Failure is an event, not a person. No matter how badly or how many times a person fails, he's never a failure, provided he gets up just one more time than he falls down. The Apostle Paul was another person with a determination to win. His goal was to proclaim God's message of love and hope to all people. As a result, he was thrown into jail several times and faced death again and again. 5 times he was whipped, 3 times he was beaten with rods, 1 time he was stoned, 3 times shipwrecked. He faced grave dangers from robbers and mobs. He lived with weariness, pain, and sleepless nights. He was often hungry and cold and was criticized for his less than perfect looks and speech. But did Paul ever feel that he was a failure or that God had forsaken him? Never. Unwaveringly, he kept his eye on his goal. The problems, setbacks, and failures along the way strengthened him for the journey. Paul's attitude was, "It is God himself, in his mercy, who has given us this wonderful work of telling his good news to others, and so we never give up." As far as following God was concerned, Jonah failed hopelessly. He defiantly did the opposite of what he knew he was supposed to do. But did God reject him? No. God allowed him to experience failure. This brought him to his senses. When he was ready to listen, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. And so it is with us. No matter how many times we feel we've failed, God will continue to call us to himself. If you feel you have failed, be encouraged. Now's the time to give God a chance. He'll mend even a broken heart if you'll give him all the pieces. God calls us all to follow him, so why not respond to his call? And if you haven't already done so, ask him to come into your life as Lord and Saviour. He can make a much better job of your life than you can if you'll trust it to him.